Today is February 16th, 2022. The time is 6:17. This is a meeting of the Human Relations Commission for the City of Tucson. This meeting is being held virtually due to COVID-19 to protect the public health and allow for social distancing. As we continue our efforts in meeting remotely, we appreciate all commissioners and guests do the following. Mute yourself until called upon to speak to avoid feedback and background noise. We ask that you only use the chat function to request to speak or to announce that you are leaving the meeting so that we can track quorum. To comply with the state open meeting law, attendance and votes will be done by roll call using audio and will not use the chat function. Let's have roll call. Manny Guzman here, Dr. June Webb-Binieri.
Here.
Cedric Smith.
Here.
John Dalton.
Here.
Adrian Molina.
Here.
We have quorum. Wonderful. Well, thank you all again. You know, as I said last week, and it's we're volunteers. We care about our community and just really appreciate you carving time out for our work. I got to pull up an agenda. All right, we've got approval of minutes from October.
So moved. June Webb-Binieri.
Do you have a second?
Second, Cedric Smith.
Any clarifications, comments, questions? All those in favor, actually, we have to do roll call. So, Dr. Webb-Binieri. John Dalton.
Yay.
Cedric Smith.
Aye.
Adrian Molina. Adrian, I think you're muted.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
And aye. So minutes are approved as submitted unanimously. Call to the audience. We have no one present who are not commissioners. Chairperson summary of current events. Well, the last time we met was in October, and since then we have a new police chief in place, and so that's sort of relevant to the work that we've been doing. I know just on the community side, the Arizona Cesar Chavez Holiday Coalition is in the midst of planning for their March events to commemorate that holiday, which is a paid holiday for the city of Tucson. There's generally community-based events. And so if anyone is interested in attending their coalition meetings, they are on Zoom. There's one tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And I'd be happy to send over link information if you'd like to join that meeting. Agenda item 5, commissioners, summary of current events. Anyone have anything that they would like to share?
Yes, I would like to share. I've been working with, this is Commissioner June Webb-Binieri. I've been working with the Pima County Interfaith, and we have been meeting with legislators and also council members about the aggregate expenditure limit that you've probably been reading about in the newspaper, where our schools will be severely underfunded unless something is done at the legislature for the funding. And it's a serious matter. It affects us all. And so that's been my major effort between October and February.
Yeah, thank you. Anyone else? Work that you've done in the community or that you're aware of that would be relevant to our work here?
This is Adrian Molina. I was just going to kind of say that unfortunately with the LGBTQ commission really haven't been able to get back up, you know, off the ground since October as well. We've tried a couple of meetings, but they've not happened or been able to meet the quorum for that. So it's still kind of up in the air with LGBT committee, and later on in new business, I'll talk to you guys about some other stuff. Thank you.
No, thank you for that. Agenda item 6, commemoration of Ray Davies. Dr. Webinieri, when we met last, TUSD was getting ready to do their thing. I was not able to make that. Were you there by any chance?
I wasn't able to go. I was invited, but yeah, it was just too late when I received the invitation.
Yeah, likewise. Okay. Commissioners report and discussion. So Rosa Parks and Ray Davies funds. I know it's been a while. Commissioner Molina, have you had a chance to reach out at all to the Community Foundation?
I did reach out. Unfortunately, I never got in contact with anyone. So that's been kind of at a standstill. So I've not been able to follow up on anything.
Okay. Yeah, traditionally in the spring would be when they would be announcing scholarship winners for the fall. Let me go through my archives and see if I still have a contact, and I'll share that with you through the clerk's office.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. Strategic planning, anything, John?
Nothing as of right now. Just I do have some of the compiled documents for in terms of where we're talking about, just seeing what other HRCs are doing in the state and kind of like what their responsibilities are. But other than that, not really. But I don't know if it'd be under, well, I'll wait for the next part, next subcommittee to report the rest.
Diversity report, Commissioner Smith.
Well, I remember I reached out for that one survey. I forget, I didn't follow. Well, I know they sent the reply back saying they needed something from you, I think, some sort of confirmation or something to that effect.
It sounded to me like they were saying it wasn't their department.
Okay.
One of the recommendations that I'd like to make to us is that we invite the new chief to our meeting. I think it would be good to do a little bit of engagement now that he's on the job. I read this week that he and the mayor sort of issued a joint statement with their commitment to the overall vision for community policing. And there is a separate commission that does oversight for police, but ours is a little bit more nuanced with respect to diversity in hiring and retention and promotion. I would make that recommendation that we issue an invitation to him.
I second that all the way. Is there a possibility we could have a set of questions ahead of time that we could be prepared for to ask him?
Jaime, you had your hand up.
So yeah, I just wanted to touch up on that real quick. If you guys prepare a letter on behalf of the HRC and send it to me through my city email. I will reach out to BCCs and make sure that the new chief receives the invite. It's a pretty simple process. You just reach out and invite him. You can list when the next meeting is held or any further meetings in case he can't make the March meeting. But it's a very simple process.
Yeah, I think we have on the agenda, you know, the letter to mayor and council about membership and stuff. And I don't see why we can't roll in a few things into that letter, including, mm-hmm. you know, that it is our desire to also, you know, engage with and then copy the chief.
And I looked at the calendar. I'm not going to be here on the first meeting that night. Is there a possibility we could meet on a different night?
Yeah, we can talk tonight. You know what? I think before okay. we leave, we need to make sure that we can all be present at whenever we decide. We're not tied to times. You know, if we need to figure out a different meeting time, we just need to make sure that there's advance notice for the open meeting law.
Mm-hmm. As long as you guys make your decision ahead of time, I can put it all in the LAR. And we can schedule the meeting for a different time, whatever works for you guys.
Okay. All right.
So with that survey, excuse me, by them saying, you know, that's basically not their job or whatever. So what now? Like, other than just we talk to the chief and go about it that way.
Yeah, you know sometimes, what I mean? Sometimes you got to go straight to the top to.
Okay. That's fine with me. That's fine
to
with
get
me.
The things shaken out. You know, part of it is just that we have a desire to. We have a desire and a mandate, really, to study these things.
Right.
And so. That it's important that we get this information.
I can also follow up. I'll pull up the old LARs from the last time that this was discussed. And that's a good starting point. I know it's been since October, the last time you guys met. So I can redistribute the LARs. I'll look them over and, you know, highlight the points that need to be addressed. And redistribute to the HRC in the next couple of days. Once the LAR for this meeting comes out, I'll include that. And we can, like I said, it's just a good starting point, kind of resume where we left off.
Yeah. I will send you the article that I read. You know, it was sort of a joint statement from Mayor Romero and the chief. And that'll also... give us a little insight as to the approach to policing that this chief is committing himself to taking, and then we can roll that into our study of what the practice is, and also just be able to say what are you going to do differently, you know, now that you're in charge.
I attended the NAACP meeting. I always get NAAC and NCAA mixed up. But I attended the meeting and the chief and he was on there. So yeah, I think it'd be a good idea to have him come on. He did mention some stats. I think with some new officers they have in training. I was driving, so I was on my phone on a Zoom, so I couldn't write down the numbers, but yeah, so it'd be a great discussion, I think.
This is Adrian. I agree. One of the things that I got out of the article and in speaking with people was the behavioral health aspect of community policing and more training for that area and diverting it to the 911 crisis line. So I was really happy with hearing that continued work happening, and that's my aspect of it that I really liked a lot. So I thought that was good.
And I think it's important that leaders like the chief hear from commissions like this to affirm the work, but also to say, you know, we're going to ask questions if we have them because we're representing our community. So it's a great opportunity for advocacy. I know that when I was on this commission at first, the school resource officers piece was sort of front and center at the time. And, you know, the negotiations between TPD and the schools. And so it provided us an opportunity to say, you know, how is this not going to cause a school to prison pipeline kind of situation? And so I think as we're starting to think about engaging with the chief, you know, these are different things that we can look at, not just hiring and promotions.
I plan to call the council member who appointed me and find out, are there any special considerations in Ward 5 that would be interesting to touch on with the police chief?
Yeah, all good stuff. I would say some homework for us is to start jotting down some questions that we might have in that type of forum. You know, it's always a good courtesy to give people a heads up, especially when they run a department the size of TPD. That way he can feel prepared and understand the work that we're doing. Human rights standards in procurement. John, did you have something else?
Yep, I have found those documents. I don't know if I mentioned that before, and I just need to send it out. The ones that are partial are, I believe, on the drive, or at least the drafts. But I do have some other ones that are in paper form that I believe are maybe fuller versions. I don't know if it's just, maybe it's just like they're thicker pile. I'm not sure. But I wasn't sure if I should just scan those in or just mail them to the clerk's office and they can somehow distribute it, because I know it was quite a bit of paperwork. So I don't know if that's possible. Jamie, I don't know if that's something.
Either way, Mr. Dalton, whatever you prefer, I'm perfectly fine with you sending the hard copies in. I will scan them, distribute them to the commissioners, and then I'll mail you your hard copies back so you can have them for your records.
Okay. Yeah, that works. And I mean, even if, as long as they're, you know, digital or digitized, that'll even be easier, you know, as you said, scanning them and putting them out. So that'll be a big help.
Absolutely. Yeah, just mail them, attention me. You know, on the envelope, attention Jaime or attention HRC support, and they'll get them to me, and I'll scan them, distribute them to the HRC, and like I said, I can even mail them back to you at your address on file. That way, you can keep the originals, and everybody has access to whatever it is you've got.
Perfect. Yeah, that, and then do I send it to the PO box that we usually use for the commission stuff?
Yeah, I believe 22710. Yeah, the same one.
Yep.
Don't call me on the PO box number that I just said. I'm not 100% sure, but yeah, the same one.
You were close. Yeah, okay. 27210.
Yeah. See, I should know, we use it often enough, but with us, since we have pre-printed labels, I don't have to memorize that. I just use a label. But like I said, if you send it to that address, Mr. Dalton, I'll get them back to you as soon as I finish scanning.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Agenda item 8, update regarding commission on gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender issues. Any other updates, Adrian, besides what you shared earlier?
I don't have any. I don't know if John has anything to update, but it's just been kind of difficult. So we've not really been able to progress forward.
Yeah. You're muted, John.
Basically the same stuff. It's just the quorum situation. I did. I'll mention it later, and well, I can mention it now since we're talking about it. I did speak to Councilman Dahl, or Councilmember Dahl, and so he's gonna talk to Michael Webb, who is the chair and also the Ward 3 appointee for the GLBT commission, see what his interests are, but also, you know, the needs that the commission has in terms of not just quorum, but, you know, just everything in general. And so that'll be hopefully happening soon, because he called me about HRC's reappointment, and we'll get that after in the, you know, following agenda items. But at least we have his attention on that. And hopefully we can get some things moving on the GLBT side as well.
Great. Agenda item 9, vacancy and advisory positions. I'm going to kind of roll this into also number 11, because it's the same issue. I did see an application come through, but what has to happen now is contact directly with Ward 1, Cedric. So encourage the applicant to follow up with Ward 1.
Okay.
So that way it doesn't get lost in the shuffle. I did see that their staff person was copied on the email with their application, but I think if the applicant also contacts that office directly, it'll show a little bit more pressure and interest.
I posted it on LinkedIn and I think Facebook, and you know, I just encourage people, hey, get involved with the community. There's some, you know, there's some openings for Ward 1, 2, and 6, and somebody inboxed me. So, and she messaged me the other day saying, hey, did you hear anything? And that's when I emailed you guys. And that's when I brought that up, application process, to make sure, stuff like that.
Yeah, because she resides in Ward 1, I would encourage her to now email. I would have her call, actually. Yeah. A phone call is going to rise a little bit more than an email in the inbox.
Yep.
And I exchanged emails with Ward 6, Steve Kosachek. And the first time I sent it and outlined why we weren't able to meet was because we didn't have a quorum and we haven't had appointments from council members. And he got back to me and he said that his appointees, he had said two appointees had reported back to him that the HRC wasn't doing anything. So I got back to him with our agenda items that we are working on. And his reply to me after on the second email was that he was going to look into it then.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably expressing the frustration of the red tape that we've got to go through sometimes. But, you know, again, as I said before, we have to be creative. And there are some important things that we can be doing. But just that feedback is important to know that you're also educating the council member, because he's probably was of the mindset that why bother? And and that's not It's not the best mindset to have.
No, it's not. So I'll keep on top of it.
Okay. With respect to the letter, what I would like to do is have some bullet points aside from please appoint people. You know, I think the agenda items that we have here are good. Are there other things that you would like me to address in the letter?
About vacancies or just in general?
Jaime.
I'm sorry, Manny. We went out of order. We skipped item 10 and jumped to the letter. Unless you wanted to combine 9 and 11, as you stated above, and then we can do both.
Yes,
I did. And then just go back to item 10. Okay, sounds good. Yeah. I'm sorry. So as long as we just get back to item 10 after we finish with the letter discussion, we'll be good.
Will do.
Thank you.
What I would like to do, Cedric, is in this letter, have it be more than just asking about vacancies, a little bit of his education on as to why this is important and what are the mindsets of the commissioners in place.
Is there a way that we could diplomatically talk about the constraints that are placed on boards and commissions? I find that very, very difficult to work with. I know on the county side, it's not the same. Having been the executive director of a city county commission, we were much more flexible in what we could do and how we could get it done.
Yeah, I can. So that's great. That's sort of what I'm asking for. What types of things do you want me to address? And absolutely, I think that's clear that the commission structure needs to be reviewed, so that way residents can be involved and engaged with their government.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
And we might be able to take that as one of our activities.
Yeah. I would like us to advocate for the GLBT commission as well. You know, we have a special relationship with that commission, so I would say that, you know, we should advocate for appointments there because they're being plagued by the same thing.
Absolutely.
Anything else? Okay, so do I have a motion and a second to authorize me to issue this letter to mayor and council on behalf of the commission?
So moved.
Second.
Third.
First. Did that count for a roll call, Jaime?
No, unfortunately, no.
I've got a motion in a second.
Still leaves us too short.
A roll call vote, Dr. Webb-Bignieri. Oh, she froze up.
Yes.
Okay. Cedric Smith.
Oh.
Yes.
Adrian Molina.
Yes.
John Dalton.
Yes.
And I'm an enthusiastic yes as well. So the motion carries unanimously. I will make sure that you all get a copy of that once it's sent. Okay. We have to, like, we couldn't even do the letter without this meeting authorizing the letter. So it's like, okay, here we go. All right, item 10, census data analysis discussion. We talked in October about wanting to know what the census is saying about our community. And perhaps this is even something that I can roll into the letter, right? That these are.
I was thinking that, but I wanted to talk about TED first before I made that recommendation. So,
yeah,
because I tried doing some research, mainly concerning like wealth in the community, and I was able to find some info concerning income, but not necessarily just wealth. And I was wondering if there is a website, maybe I don't know about it, but I just couldn't find anything. And if not, could the city do something to put that something like that in play? You know, just kind of like how the Fed Reserve does it nationally. You know, I think the state, I'm not even sure if I saw it for the state, to be honest, but I want to say they have something on wealth and not just income.
There's the basic SMSA statistical. I was trying to think. I used that when I was doing the EO. SMSA, statistical analysis.
I want to say that might be the site I saw. Yeah,
that's the one that gives you the basic information about breakdowns, diversity, income levels.
Yeah, I did see income, but I did not see wealth, like assets accumulated, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, for an example, you got the Fed Reserve displaying like the wealth gap or something to that effect. Like I couldn't find that type of information in there.
Trend lines would also be important. You know, what changed between the two censuses? I'll roll that into that these are things that, you know, again, we're trying to meet, and these are things that we're trying to work on.
Right.
And also just put a little note in there, and if you already know if this information's readily crunched by a department, then we would love to see it. Agenda item 12, future agenda items. We should talk about a next meeting date. I would be available the 16th or the 23rd of March. If we cannot meet on the 9th.
Yes, I'm available for either one.
Does anyone know if they are not available on either of those dates?
I believe I'm available as well.
Yeah, I was going to also mention I was going to be out of state on the 9th, so I was hoping we could move it to the following Wednesday, the 16th, if that's possible.
John,
are you available?
Yep, I'm available.
Okay, so our next meeting then will be on March 16th, which is
third Wednesday of the month.
It's a month from now. Yep. February and March have the same number and dates, so it's easy to keep them in line when there's not a leap year. 6:15. And do we have any future agenda items that you all would like to add to that? If you don't have any tonight, you're always welcome to send them to me ahead of time. And then when I prepare the agenda with Jaime and the city clerk staff, we can roll those in.
Absolutely.
We have a good agenda. I think right now it's about the follow-up. You know, hopefully we'll be able to have a better idea with do we want to issue an invitation to the chief for the next meeting, or do you want next meeting to be us doing the follow-up from our pending stuff? What do you think?
I think either or both, as far as I'm concerned. So.
Yeah, I vote for both.
We can add an agenda item to issue an invitation to the police chief.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wanted to give the police chief enough time to, you know, ponder the questions we're going to give him in advance. So, you know, see how the department's going to respond.
Well, I think in issuing the invitation, I will, you know, I'll put our mission and a couple of items so he knows what we're about, and perhaps we'll even attach the old diversity report just so he can have a sense of how the chief's office has interfaced with the HRC in the past. Mm-hmm. Is that doable, Jaime?
Yes, absolutely. So again, Manny, whatever you draft and decide on your final letter, yep. You can include attachments, anything that is relevant to the work you guys are doing. And again, you send it to me. I will log it in through our database just to keep track. And I will forward it to the chief and the commission, so everybody has a copy of the final letter, and we'll go from there. You can put your contact information, so if his staff wants to reach out directly to you as the chair, that's perfectly fine. If there's any communication between you and the chief after the fact, just keep me informed. That way I can, if it's anything you feel that needs to be shared with the commission or added to the agenda or any action that the clerk's office needs to take, just send me an email and I'll follow up with you. Make sure we get it, dot our I's and cross our T's, so everything is official, is formal.
Sort of going backtrack a little bit to census, because I was having a little bit of a brain storm. Adrian, do you have any, I know you work in behavioral health, but do you think any of your grant writers would have some of the census data for the community?
I'm not aware of anything for the state of Arizona. The company I work for, Centene, is actually in 28 different states.
Okay.
So I know on the umbrella company, they've gotten a lot of the data because they're, you know, they're looking at where they can put monies in to improve different communities and stuff. So I haven't seen anything for Arizona yet.
Cedric, that might be a good lead. Because grant writers need to do needs assessments for every grant on earth. So, you know, if there's some maybe community-based nonprofits that we can reach out to say, hey, you know, we're just looking for some data and wondering if in any of your recent applications, you know, whether they share it with you or even the source, that might be helpful.
Okay.
I can also ask management staff. They might know of resources that could have that information, since we hit a brick wall with your original request. They might be able to point you in the right direction and possibly help you acquire the information you need.
So you said like grant writers, is there like a site that lists them or?
Well, it would be like any development office. So, you know, basically pick your agency, you know, whether it's COPE Behavioral Health or maybe it's the Community Foundation or I don't know that the city has a development office for grants, but But I know that in my world that I used to be in with behavioral health, we were always looking at that stuff. And it was always demographics. It was poverty. It was, you know, the number of students that are considered at risk due to risk factors.
Right.
Things like that.
Okay.
All right. Anything else? Good meeting.
That's homework. If this can be under, this is Adrian. If this, I don't know if this is under new business or the time. I wanted to share with you all, and I think Jaime might be the best person, along with you, Manny, to help me with this. I do work in behavioral health, and this next quarter, we're doing mandatory overtime. So I'm working 12-hour shifts. And unfortunately, that's kicked me out of being able to attend the Thursday GLBTQ meetings now. So I'm going to be resigning from that commission. And I kind of am resigning anyway, because they still never gotten my commission updated. So they show me as already being not current. So since from the commission to your commission to the HRC one, I don't know if I need to resign. And then if there's a possibility or if wanted, I'd like to continue on as a new member on the HRC commission, but I don't know what the process is for me to do this, since I'll be resigning from the GLBT one shortly.
So I don't have a answer for you. I will definitely follow up with Ana Marufo tomorrow, and I can respond to you and Manny both, just because him as the chair should be aware of what the process would entail for you to transfer your membership from the LGBTQ to HRC as an official HRC member. I don't know if the fact that you've already served as a liaison for the LGBTQ would restart your membership to the commission, to the HRC commission, but with the vacancies that are available and you willing and already actually an active part of the HRC, if this is something that's permissible through the open meeting laws, definitely. But I will reach out to Ana and ask her what the transfer from one commission to the other would entail. It probably would need to go through mayor and council, but again, given the fact, Adrian, that you're already an active member of the HRC and willing to transfer your membership from one commission to the other, assuming everything's set and good to go, I don't see there being a problem. If you don't mind, if you could send an email, just kind of highlighting what you said, just so it's in, you know, portrayal from you that you're looking to make this change. You can send it to myself, or you can send it to the boards and commissions email. Either one, it'll get to me. And like I said, I can follow up with Ana and get back to you as soon as possible. And hopefully we can get this taken care of.
And if I can make the recommendation, Adrian, and do this at your comfort level, don't resign until you have the transfer clear. Because once you resign from that commission, and if the mayor and council, or the council members that have vacancies drag their feet, then we're not going to have quorum.
Quorum, absolutely.
In March. So right now you're sort of grandfathered in because you guys have not met. But as soon as you resign officially, then that's going to drop you from our roster. And then we're going to kind of be in the same situation that we've been in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, correct. I want, yeah, well, that's why I wanted to ask, because I didn't, I didn't know how it was going to work. So that's why I wanted to check with you guys first, but that's, that would be my.
Do you live in? Do you know which ward
you live in? I'm sorry? This is so sad. I know my precinct, 86. I'm 22nd at Boulevard, because I do a lot of work with that, but I don't remember the ward I'm in.
You're 22nd and what, I'm sorry?
22nd and Tucson Boulevard, Barrio Centro.
I believe you are Ward 5, but that's okay. He could be appointed from any ward, as long as you're willing to be a part of the commission and any other ward members. So it could be Ward 2 or Ward 6, the ones that have pending vacancies. But like I said, those are semantics at that point. Again, if you're willing to be a part of the commission, especially with the quorum issues that you guys have had in the past, I think they'd be more than okay to appoint. Bear in mind, we also have the advisory members, in case, which still doesn't do anything for quorum as of now, because we need the 5 commissioners. Advisor members are just part of the commission for discussion and information purposes. But let's work on trying to get you transferred over to the HRC as an HRC member, and then we can figure out the details afterwards. Like I said, if you don't mind, Adrian, if you wouldn't mind sending me an email, like I said, you can send it direct to me, or you can send it to the boards and commissions at tucsonaz.gov email, and we can get started on working on getting you to be part of the HRC officially.
I can get that done for tomorrow. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
I just want to reiterate, don't put in that email, though, that you're resigning. Correct. Think you need to be clear that you are interested in transferring, because once you do that, it's going to kind of box you out.
Thank you, guys.
You're Thank welcome.
You. Anything else? Okay, the time is 7:04. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Have a good night, everyone.
You too. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you.